Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was going to say, because I think there might be a bit of a confusion. Algeria made a proposal at paragraph 7, right, to say that we include foreign occupation as one line in addition to the listing. And then the EU had then said that they would be willing to have a conversation about that possibility if we were taking it together with other aspects where this foreign occupation was included, including at 11B. So I think what is left is whether to what extent Iran would be willing now to have an inclusion of foreign occupation in paragraph 7, and then we would include, and then we would delete all the other reference. Everything else there, colonialism, as I've said earlier, is in so many paragraphs in these conclusions and recommendations, and we have stated the specific paragraphs a few times since yesterday. So that is already covered. The only thing that is not there is the foreign occupation part, and we wanted to include it as part of the listing, on the broader listing that we did at paragraph 7, which would imply we don't need to continue to reiterate it many times. So once we agree on that, even 11B would not be necessary. We would delete it in its complete, and then everywhere else where we had that issue as pending, we would be deleted as well, on the understanding that paragraph 7 would then cater to the inclusion of that particular term. This is where we were. Otherwise, we're going to go for every single part, and then we're going to be stuck on, we're going to have the same arguments, same positions. I think those are already outlined and are clear. To this time, I think we only need for Iran, because Algeria has said they're willing and they've expressed their position. We only have Iran to say so, so that then the EU can go back to its constituency during lunchtime and say to them, if this was to happen, and then we delete everything else, can we be willing to live with this? Then we move on, because at this rate, we're going to continue to have, we're moving.